The Ghost Road by Pat Barker. Read by Paul McGann. In deck chairs all along the front, the bald, pink knees of Bradford businessmen nuzzle the sun. Billy Pryor leant on the sea wall. 10 feet below him, a family was gathering its things together. A fat, middle-aged woman, swollen feet bulging over lace-up shoes, a man with a lobster-coloured tonsure, and a small boy being toweled dry by a young woman. His little tassel wobbled as he stood, square-mouthed with pain, howling, "Ma'am!" Wet sand was the problem. It always was, Pryor remembered. The child wriggled and his mother slapped him hard. He stopped screaming, gulped with shock, and then settled down to a persistent grizzle. The older woman protested, "Hey, oh, Louis, there's no need for that. Come on, give it here." "You've no bloody patience, you." The girl... But she was not a girl, she was a woman of 25 or 26, perhaps, retreated, resentful, but also relieved. You could see her problem. Married, but the war, whether by widowing her or simply by taking her husband away, had reduced her to a position of tutelage in her mother's house. And then what was the point? Hot spunk trickling down the thigh, the months of heaviness, the child born with a gush of blood. If all that didn't entitle you to the status and independence of a woman, what did? She was scrabbling in her handbag, producing a packet of woodbines. She let the cigarette dangle wetly from her lower lip while she groped for the matches. She glanced up, caught him looking at her, and flushed, not with pleasure. His lust was too blatant to be flattering. But drawn by it, nevertheless, into the memory of her unencumbered girlhood. Her mother was helping the little boy into his drawers. The flare of the match caught her attention. "For God's sake, Louis," she snapped. "If you can only..."